South Florida, most people are transplants. I was born and raised here. So the irony of I missed this hurricane right before it hits was pretty rich.
But Zach's cousin Bruce had been hunkered down in a closet in Country Walk while the house he was in blew apart. He was a musician too, and when it was all over, the two cousins wanted to do something. This was after We Are the World, the song that raised more than $60 million to fight famine in Africa. There's a choice we're making. So they got on the phone and wrote this song. And when it came for us, we looked inside and found the strength in us to stay alive. But the end might come with the wind and the tide, but somehow we will survive. Zach came back to Miami to record the song, at Criteria Studios, no less, where Eric Clapton recorded Layla and the Eagles did Hotel California. They played the song for a huge hurricane relief concert at Joe Robbie Stadium. It started getting played on the radio.
You're listening to 100
We were driving in the car.
This is Y100.
Oh my God, there it is! Hearing that at that moment, was a really cool feeling, and it's one that you never get over, you never forget it. We held each other tight, and we
asked God not to take away our lives. Zach says that song changed his life.
I was still, you know, only 18 years old, and the life of a musician or an artist, there are always a lot of roadblocks and a lot of reasons to give up. So if that hadn't happened, I might have just, you know, just kind of relegated it to a side thing.
Zach's still a musician, and the song raised $80,000.
Over and over, over and over.
It's like on a loop. It was everywhere. I just didn't want to hear it anymore.
Jody Nabel had had enough.
It just got on my nerves. It was just so hokey. I just didn't like the vocal on it. I didn't like the arrangement. I didn't like anything about it. All I kept thinking is, if I ever meet this person, I want to smack him.
6 years later, Jody's friend Karen is playing a gig.
At Tobacco Road.
Zach also has a gig there that night.
So before the show, I said to him, I'm going to be selling Karen CDs. Would you like me to sell yours too?
So I was like, oh, cool. Thanks. That's really cool of you.
Jody Nabel has no idea Zach Ziskin is the guy who wrote that song.
If I ever meet this person, I want to smack him.
Or marry him.
Cupid works in mysterious ways.
This one goes out to Jody Ziskin. We were told we must leave and find shelter.
It's even funnier coming from him because he wasn't even here.
Zach and Jody have been married for 12 years. We held each other tight. I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. God not to take away our lives. And when it came for us, we looked inside and found the strength in us to stay alive. We thought the end might come with the wind and the tides, but somehow we will survive through the pain and the loss. Somehow we will survive. I thank God we're alive. Somehow.